Good afternoon, everybody. Today is August 17th. The time is 12 o'clock. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Franklin Township Board of Trustees special meeting. I'm going to just move right down. Would you open this in prayer?
Yep. Heavenly Father, we just ask you to be in the midst of everything that is discussed today. Heavenly Father, give us your wisdom and give us the plan on our hearts that you have for this township. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. If we could stand for the pledge, I'll lead us. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And if I could have a roll call, please.
Want to try? Just call their names.
Jim.
Yep.
Ralph.
Yes.
Fleshman.
Yes.
Steve.
Well, he's okay. He's
okay. Just do three.
You got it. We're learning.
Thank you.
Perfect. You got it?
Going into to new business, there is Mr. Mazur, I'll let you take over for the talk about the leaf vac for the road department.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. I spoke with Jim Stevens, of course, the road department superintendent, and Jim has been looking to get a new leaf vac for a year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he gave me a quote that he received from a company, and what Jim was telling me is if they can order it here soon, they should have it by the 1st of November. Okay. And the company that he's looking at, and of course I'll have him get a couple more quotes, the company he's looking at presently has two, and that's why he's thinking the sooner we can get this taken care of, we can order it. I do think he has a second quote from a local company, and I apologize.
I'm going to say charge for those things.
It's over $100,000.
This particular one is about $102,000. And
the one we currently have is 15 years old or more.
Yeah.
I know of 15.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know we were spending.
And I can give you that to look at. Jim has
put away in their budget.
Jim has available in his budget. It looks like there's an unencumbered balance of just under $160,000.
Yes.
What you'll see in there, John, there's two quotes for a bed.
Yes. And they have to change the bed for the box that goes out.
And they like the one that's a little more expensive because they actually feel they can get more in it.
Right. And it saves in the long run in 10 years of
wear and
tear. Well, how many extra runs do you got to run?
Exactly.
Because empty.
Exactly.
So what I would propose to the board, Ralph, I don't know if you're having a heart attack on the price.
No, well, yeah.
But it's built. Their money's been saved.
Is that becoming out of our district? What fund is that coming out of? Is that 2141?
Sticking out over $200,000 for this building.
Well, maybe
The money is allocated. Their money can't be used for a building or something else. This money has to be used for their equipment. So it's not as if that money could have been used anywhere else.
Well, how much is available? How much money is available?
Just under $160,000 in his
budget. So they're only spending up to most $109,000, et cetera. So what I would like to do is propose a resolution that we allocate up to not to exceed $110,000. And the decision could be made with the road supervisor as well as the township administrator of which quote we will go with. If there's no further questions on that, I would ask for a second.
I'll second that. What choice you got?
When you tell Mr. Horn, I mean, it is.
I mean, really, these are
paying.
The things
it's
that
the
kill
tax.
Me.
Right. That we all pay.
We have
right.
these
so
$150,000
so hopefully maybe that'll make you
requests
feel better.
And everything, and it's dumped on you when you have a meeting.
Well, that's why I wanted to do it now in our next meeting.
No, I get it, Steve. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know. It's just,
we're at a situation where.
This, as far as I'm concerned, if I am decide to go ahead, but I'll guarantee one thing, you get stuff like this with Big Mike, he's going to tear the house down.
Nothing to do with it.
I can damn well tell you.
Ralph.
Okay.
Ralph, the money is coming from the road tax. Okay. So.
See, the situation is that
Well, honey, here's the thing about it. This is a thing that nobody ever wants to talk about. We've got neighborhoods. I've got your grandfather and other people that told me he has lived there all his life. He has never had that road resurfaced.
But you can't.
We've got communities.
Yeah.
For road district funds, you can certainly. Mr. Ford has a point. You can use it for road maintenance.
But here's also the biggest. I'll tell you what. I'm going to ask to call for. I'm asking to go ahead and call for a roll. Okay. Meaning the names. So we're going to vote.
Just call their first names.
John.
Yes.
So I'll vote yes.
Jen.
Yes.
Well, don't
Ralph.
Be a piece of garbage, I guess.
He said no.
You say yes or no, Ralph?
I said yes.
He said yes. Okay.
Okay. So three yeses. Okay. So moving on. So basically, what we need to focus on, Mr. Mazur, is the best needs of the township. Like, for instance, the little one that's a little bit more expensive in the long run is going to save us money because of how much volume you can fit into the back, and that's less trips back and forth to empty.
It reduces labor costs, yes.
And then the old one we're not trading in. Is
no.
It? Okay, so we can keep that as
a backup.
We've never had a backup. And I can tell you, for years I've been saying we need one of these new ones because we've been down, and they work on it for 2 days. They get it up, the next day it rains.
Right.
You can't suck up wet stuff.
Oh, we discussed this last year.
Last year?
Last fall?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess it was. It should have been brought to the table during the year, though.
The year got away from everybody.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think we discussed it at the,
I believe we
discussed it at the beginning of the year.
I think it's
something that, I'll tell you right now, that's in the fall when the leaves start coming down. That'll be, that's the number one call I can get.
Well, it is.
When you're going to get my leaves, and I'm always like, they're working on it.
And then they get mad because the leaf piles get blown around before they get sucked up.
Yeah. And my understanding is it's safer than the old one.
I think if the public had a choice of either having their leaves picked up or new street this year versus next year, the leaves is a...
And there's still funds. There's still funds available.
Right, right.
Well, they're going to run out of time to do paving anyway.
Right.
The weather's going to kick in.
I think this is the one that Jim... He showed me two of them.
I can't think of the other company. I can't.
He showed me two of them down at OTA. And... Yeah, they were down at the conference. Yeah.
I always say you can grow into what you need. Don't get under what you need. Because when you get under what you need, you end up either overworking it, or
replaces.
It's not quite
spending
big enough, and you replace it.
You
absolutely. Because when you're down, you're down. And that's one of the biggest things that I kept saying to Jim, all these issues. We had a radiator issue. We had to weld that or solder it. You had this issue, that issue. It's been bandaged together. But the nice thing about having a second one, if we had to, we can use two at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can send a crew.
Let's move on.
But just real quick, I did not realize there would be resolutions at this meeting because I didn't bring the book.
Okay.
So I've texted Nicole to see if she can maybe provide me with a number
before
the end of the meeting so,
so
we can
we'll
circle
know
back.
Sure.
So I can put it on record, the resolution.
My apologies.
Number.
We probably should have.
No. Like I said, Jim came to me yesterday, and this is one thing I'm trying to get through to the department heads. You know you're going to need something. You know, we should look to this probably in May or June.
Yeah. Well, before we go make a motion to go into exec, I'd like to read a quote that I think we all need to keep in mind.
So I just want to, just before we get to that, so again, I apologize to your office, but due to the time constraints, here we are in August. I figured in this meeting would be a time that we can say we can get the ball rolling so we can have a piece of equipment.
Right.
In considerment of time, possibly,
well,
maybe
I
get
think it before. We
let
need
me,
to move
may,
on.
Sir, I was speaking.
Well, I know.
Sir,
we talked
I understand.
For half an hour about it.
I don't interrupt you.
Okay.
Let me finish, please.
Oh, you do it for me.
Thank you. So, and say the fact that we may get this piece of equipment even late October if they have two on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
You have the floor, sir.
Yeah. Just something I'd like for all of us to keep in mind. And I think this goes right along with this, with your getting the department heads.
They're getting there.
You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you're at and change the ending. That's a quote by C.S. Lewis. I think we all need to keep that
in mind. Say it again.
You cannot go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are at, where you
make
are,
a new beginning,
and change the ending.
That's good. Okay, so
thanks,
I'm going to
come out.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to. I need to make a motion to go into executive session under ORC 121.22, topic to consider the compensation or employment of a public employee or official as directed. If I could have a second.
I will second that.
And a vote, please.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
And we are in executive session at this time.
At 12:11.
I didn't even see that clock. I just kept looking back there.
Steven, did you turn that off or when we come out?
Okay. I'd like to get a second on coming out of executive meeting at 1:33.
I will second that.
With no decisions made. We are now in regular meeting. And we are going to need a resolution number for the roll call. My apologies.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
So if we may back up to the leaf box, that will end up being resolution
2023-156.
Okay. And thank you very much. We'll add that in. Or do you want us to redo that? Or we're just adding that in since we've already voted on that?
We've already voted for it.
So, okay. With that said, it is now 1:34 and we are adjourned.